want to add one other thing. I think it's certainly more than just between Jew and Gentile, because we know even in Luke it says, I was just looking for that verse and I found it, it says that Pilate and Herod were at enmity, and that day, because Christ went to the cross, they were made friends, but they weren't reconciled to God. They were reconciled to each other, but they weren't reconciled to God, and that's what God wanted. God wanted them to be reconciled to God. So it's much more than just being reconciled to one another.
And really, that's again the greatness of the work of God. You have two groups that hate each other with venom, and they both hate God with venom. Now, you could get two groups of people to reconcile to each other, but to get two groups of people to reconcile to each other and then be reconciled to God, only God could do that. And Sammy, on the question about the woman, she approached God, the Lord Jesus, on the wrong way. She came coming to him as a son of David. And that's why she had no part with that. That's why he approached her in that way. She asked him as a son of David. And as a son of David, Gentiles have no part in him. But here is a new thing completely. A new thing completely. God worked in a way to bring Jews and Gentiles together. And they were both enemies. I think I want to highlight what Brother Chuck have said. God was not the enemy of man. It was man who was the enemy of God. Man hated God and walked away from the presence of God. And here is God working that way. It's not fixing up old problem. He did not fix up that old man and trying to work things out. Let's work our differences. That's not God's ways of reconciliation. Reconciliation is making things right according to God. That is reconciliation. It's not, well, I'll give up a little bit and you give up a little bit and let's see what we are agreeing on and then we have reconciliation. That's man's idea, compromise. That's not reconciliation. God's reconciliation is making things right according to God.
One thing else that will help us. It was not reconciling those individuals to themselves and then bringing them to God. As a matter of fact, young people, as you study the book of Galatians and as you follow through with Peter, you will find out that this matter of Jews and Gentiles in one body was a very difficult lump for some of the disciples or the apostle, even the apostle Peter, to swallow. They had difficulty with that. But let's see that the order was first reconciled to God. And then we see in the beginning of the book of Acts that the church was made up of Jews, and we'll follow through and see that Gentiles were brought in. But I want to also emphasize verse 18. Because both have been brought into a far greater place than they had ever had before. You see, it says, for through him, we both have access by one Spirit to who? To God the Judge? No. To God the Father. The Father bespeaks relationships, doesn't it, of his children. And I'm also going to read 19 with it. Others can comment. Now, therefore, ye are no more strangers and foreigners. That's what our position was as Gentiles. You're no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints. What a place. Fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God. That's the place we've been brought into.
Until this point in time, we've had elements which are related to the body. We have everything tied up really nicely and reconciled into one body in Christ. We see the head of that body at the end of chapter 1 with, Christ being the head. You know, where do we get direction from? We get direction from the head. You know, like, so all these things that concern both of these groups together are now gaining, you know, like some kind of an insight as to where we are to go from that. And that's a wonderful way that the Spirit of God has allowed this truth to be displayed before us. And as we get into verse 19, we get into the household of God. And there's one more thing that is discussed later on in the epistle, and I think that is the bride, I think. And so hopefully in this next few cluster of verses, we'll be able to gain more insight into, you know, like how these different privileges, you know, apply to us in the aspect of the household of God.
So we can say that this new man now has a new and living way by which to approach We read that in Hebrews, the new and living way, that is Christ. So he couldn't, I mean, this was a tremendous blessing for the Gentiles who before could never approach at all. I mean, this was something that the Jews had in their favor tremendously, that they could approach God, yea, even the high priest once a year in the holiest of all. But now here, what a tremendous access and resource that now has been available and made available to the Gentiles as well, of whom we are all a company of. And I don't think we should minimize verse 18 or just overlook it. I know it's mentioned, but we really need to emphasize the fact that through Christ we sing, as we sang earlier, but through Christ we can now approach God in a new and in a living way, and only the person that can approach is that new man whom God has made.
And you could see the three somebody speaking there.
To add to what you just said, there's also a position that we see there, that we are by one Spirit unto the Father. We mentioned this in chapter 1. He is our Father. Christ as a man, we are in the, say this very reverently, as a man, we are in the same position as Christ, as a man. Just to add to what David just said.
Just to highlight again in verse 18, that this masterpiece is the work of the Godhead. You have by him, that is the Lord Jesus, we have both access by one Spirit to the Father. So you have the Lord Jesus, you have the Spirit of God, and you have the Father. They are all working together. And that new man gets a certification. He gets a citizenship. Now I know what that is, because I had a citizenship that was not of the United States. I was given a new citizenship. These people before were known as Jews or Gentiles from Ephesus, from Macedonia, from Greek, from Jerusalem. They were different nationality. Now they were given a new citizenship. And what they are called now? Christians. The Church of God. The Assembly of God. You get a new citizenship certification, because now you are a heavenly person. You are seated in the heavenlies, and you walk here on earth, not as a Greek or as a Jew. You walk here as a Christian, because you just have the privilege of receiving a new citizenship, because you belong to a new country now.